Welcome back. I'm Javonda.
Oh, you said Javonda. Oh my God. You know what is so funny?
That people don't think my name's really Tyler because of you. And I've been dealing with this for like a decade.
No, people know your name is Javonda. It was so funny because I hung out with somebody from work the other day. And she was like introducing herself, like obviously as her first name. And I just am so used to calling her by her last name, obviously, because she's a doctor. So like, that's just what I do. And like, sometimes like being informal, sometimes I'll just call her by her last name when I'm at work. Right. Instead of saying like Dr. So-and-so, I'll just be like saying the last name. So, and I've just like, every time I talk about her, I always call her by her last name, always. So she's introducing herself. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I just realized that, like, I was like, should I be calling her that? And then I was just, because I was telling Courtney, I was like, this just feels like unnatural. Like, this whole time I've known her or like interacted with her, like, that's the name I would use.
It's kind of so like now, all the 800 Johns that we had back in the day, and we just gave them all their last names, and that's all we ever called them by.
Yeah, and that's how it is now, but, like, she just, like, obviously she's going out, so she's introducing herself as her, like, actual first name, but it's just, like, weird. And then afterwards, because we were drinking, and I was like, so, like, what am I supposed to call you? Like, can I call you by your last name, or do you prefer like your first name? And she's like, no, you can call me by my first name. I'm just like, it just feels like not natural because that's just what I know you as. But like, okay, so then you is just like, I've just always, not always, but like Javonda, like that's just you. So like, if I say Tyler, it just sounds unnatural. Like it doesn't sound natural.
Respectfully. Was that? Oh, Amazon just dropped off at my house.
What'd you get?
Sleepers for the baby, like summer ones.
So versus love that. His
ones that he has now, they're just like summer ones. And you know, Amazon becoming in clutch. What the fuck was it? Oh, bitch, tell me why the fuck. So I was driving to work today, and obviously with like everything with the bridge, 95 is backed up, and I work in Dundalk from Parkville, so I took 695. So I was on a street in Dundalk, and there's a school nearby, and these little middle schoolers had a fucking Stanley, a Louis Vuitton, and like were Snapchatting, and I was like, you're 12.
Oh my God, I don't even remember. What was I doing at 12? I mean, obviously I didn't.
We were walking around, but we weren't doing none of that.
I also was poor. So.
But then I saw some high schoolers that were like the typical high schoolers, like oversized hoodie and like ripped jeans. And I was like, I'm glad that still stands.
That's acceptable.
Like, I'm glad that still is like a thing because what the fuck? Like, I was like, wow, I feel old because I am judging the shit out of this, but also you're like 2 years old. Like, go sit down. Go fucking get some jelly shoes and understand.
That's the thing now. Like, everybody's, I think that's the thing now.
It really is. And I'm like, wow, it just comes back. Like, everything just comes back. Because, like, I have bell bottoms. That came back.
I love a good bell bottom.
I think bell bottoms look really good on you. Like, I feel like you have a good body for bell bottoms.
They're a good fit.
Like, I'm hit or miss. I'm definitely hit or miss with bell bottoms. Sometimes it can be great. Other times I do not look so wonderful.
I don't know. I feel like that's a good fit for a lot. Like, I feel like it's universal. Because, like, Courtney and I were talking, and there's, like, I feel like white is like a universal color. I think everybody looks good in white.
No.
Like the color? Yeah, I think so. Like maybe not, like depending on, like, I'm not talking about the fit. Like I'm just talking about like the color white. I feel like a lot of people look cute in white.
I do not think I look cute in white.
I think everybody looks cute in white.
I will wear white for you next time and you'll see that not everyone looks great in white.
I don't know if I can agree.
We just agree to disagree. But no, for real, I don't think I look good in white. What was I going to say? Oh, before we talk about the last episode or just details about Quiet on the Set and our like overall thoughts, so you know how I made a goal of like, I'm going to save money and use my library card more. And then if I like a book, I'll put it on my list for like whenever someone's like, what do you want for your birthday or whatever. So I got this book out and I went to read it this weekend and I used the app Goodreads to like track my reading. And I go to add it, like to start reading it. And it's like, you've already read this. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I didn't read this book. I walk in my bookshelf. It is on my bookshelf. So not only did I read this book, but I bought this book.
Damn.
And completely forgot. So I was like, wow, I'm dumb. And I really had to like take a minute. I was like, wow, I really can't believe I did that. Like, was fully about to start this book and had already bought it and all. Also, happy Taylor Swift week to all those who celebrate. We have a new album on Friday, The Tortured Poets Department. Really excited about this. And Taylor's living her best life. She is on her little break in between her legs of tour. And bitch was at Coachella, and I'm pretty sure her security is stressed the fuck out because she was in, like, a pit. Like, she was... Her and Travis were in a pit, and, like, you know, Taylor's a tall girly, and they were in the pit, and he was trying to show her something, and he just lifted her up, just casually, and let her see it, and I was like, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
That is pretty cute. I mean, I can't imagine her weighing that much. Plus, he's, like, super, he looks like he could pick up heavy things. Not saying that she's heavy, but, like, I'm saying, like, he is solid.
He's a football center, see? Because I know football.
You are a football girly.
I know sport. I know sport very well. I was telling Jake I do want to go to an O's game, like, soon.
Let's go.
He doesn't want to go, though. Sad.
Ew, like why? Baseball. Why?
He thinks it's
That's
boring.
So weird. I mean, I'm not one to, like, watch baseball, but it's just the vibe.
Well, apparently, it's not Jake's. Look, you and Jake used to be twins, but I don't know. Lately, y'all are coming in opposite and having some beef here. Like, I'm sitting here minding my fucking business on Saturday. And I was showering. I got out of the shower. And Jake and Parker are hanging out. And Jake's listening to some band. I don't fucking know who it was. It's just like a deathcore band. And he's like, this is one of the best deathcore metal things. Way better than Will Ramos. And I was like, why are you coming at me some type of way about this? I don't know that man. I'm talking about Will Ramos. I don't know that man. I have not vouched for that man. And he's like... Well, you gotta let Ashley know that he's way better than Will Ramos. And I was like, how about you let Ashley know?
I think Ashley
know. Like, y'all got beef or something. I don't know what happened. But he was...
Like, I have no idea. Serious.
He does not appreciate you being one of those groupie girlies about Will Ramos, apparently. Just better get it together, Ashley. Don't come in this house talking about Will Ramos because he's going to show you who's better.
I mean, clearly.
It was serious. I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting such energy. So, you did not watch... Shut the fuck up. Why is there ketchup that has glitter in it?
That's not... I've seen that, but I didn't think it was real.
I swear to God, if that's... It looks like it's real. That's stupid. Like, what? Why? actually, I'm saying it's stupid, but, like, if someone bought it for me, I would totally use it, and I'd make sure I tell everyone that my ketchup has glitter in it, now that I'm really thinking about it. Like, I probably would. I'm not gonna lie. I'm thinking about that. Because I ate the fucking purple and blue, and, yeah, like, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I survived-ish. Like, I think I'm surviving. Wow, Logan Paul's gonna be a father.
No.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, we're in the era of YouTubers growing up. Like, Trisha Paytas is a freaking mom. She's about to be a two-time mom. Wow. That's real wild. But, so you didn't watch the last episode of Quiet on the Set, right?
I didn't know, because that came out afterwards.
Only, like, them sitting down with some of the people that were in it and, like, reviewing, like, what has happened since this has come out and all. Like, it was all right, but what tripped me up is the one girl who was in the Amanda Bynes show that talked about her experience, she posted on TikTok about how because they show a clip of her in it and then have other people, like, talk about that clip, and she was like, it's real fucked up that you guys had me come to this and then you're going to talk about my experience but not invite me back to talk about my experience. And I was like, honestly, that is really fucked up. Like, I'd be pissed off too.
I mean, yeah, I would be. That is fucked up.
So some people are saying that they, like, that they were kind of using these adult stars in the same way that, like, they got used as kids. And I'm like, that's kind of true. Like, how are you going to be like, hey, come discuss this, and then kind of do the same shady shit that they were doing?
Mm-hmm.
But overall, what were your thoughts of the documentary? There's also another documentary about the Jarrett Subway dude, and I kind of think...
No, I want to see that one.
HBO too.
I want to have to watch it. Honestly, the documentary, I just never knew. I never knew, obviously, half all of that stuff. It doesn't change the way I view those shows. Like, because I literally can, even when you and I were watching the show, we were, like, reminiscing, like, oh my god, I literally remember this episode. And, like, for me, like, it does bring back good times as a kid. I had no idea that shit was happening. Like, who would have thunk?
I think it's similar to, like, what us Harry Potter fans have now, is that we can see where there were fucked up shit that, like, JK was putting in there, like, trying to reference Jewish people as goblins and being strict about their money. And, like, there's things in there that you can definitely see in her writings that it was, like, very blatant at being, like, a piece of shit. But we associate our memories of, like, how it meant to us as a kid for it. And I feel like that's how I'm, like, I still love those shows for what they did for me as a kid. I just now see them for what they were, and, like, the cum shot jokes and the weird potato things and the feet thing. Like, I see that.
Oh, my God. That one was the cringiest one.
Yeah.
The one with Ariana Grande. Like, the fuck? That was the most irrelevant, like, it was so weird. I hated it.
I think it's just, it really solidifies that I think there's a lot of child actors who have straight up said that they would never have their kids in the business, and if you have that many people saying that, there should be something, like, we should be doing something to do better for these kids, because that's insane. Because some kids do really want to be actors, and, like, that is what they want to do, but it shouldn't be that, like, they're the breadwinner for their family, and the only way the income comes in for that. Like, there's a very fine line between that, and I really do think networks should be doing more to ensure that these kids aren't being used in the wrong way with it. But it was definitely eye-opening, and it just makes me think about, like, how much things you don't know what is really going on. Like, you assume, but you really have no clue what's happening.
Oh my god, I forgot what I was gonna say.
It happens. Why don't I?
No, I've been doing that a lot lately.
Maybe get a memory test.
Whatever, it'll come to me.
Yet? Maybe you should get a memory test when you have a doctor's appointment.
I don't know. I think I have, like, Alzheimer's. I mean, you can have
early onset of it. Like, I think there is one that's for, like, younger people.
There is.
You should get checked out for that. Like, go see a neurologist, my dude.
I mean, honestly.
You just see, there's you and Jake being the same again, though. Just being like, yeah, sure. I'll do it at some point.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, my Lanta. But yeah, it was definitely one that I was... it was eye-opening. I do think we should watch the Jarrett one. Just because I remember... I vaguely remember, like, there was, like, the scandal with him and all. But I just think about how fucking popular that man was with Subway. And, like, how crazy that was.
I only knew, like, a little bit of it, but it would be tight to see.
Well, yeah, the thing, that was huge. Like, Subway did a huge-ass campaign for that, where, like, there was a time period where I feel like everyone was eating Subway. I mean, I still, don't get me wrong, I'll still have a good, like, if I'm like, oh, I want, like, a little, like, a healthy-ish sub, but, like, not a cheesesteak, I'll be like, let me just go to Subway and get their spicy Italian, or... the fucking chicken, what was it, like chicken onion? I don't know, but their buffalo chicken's also good. That, what did you get from Subway? What was, like, your go-to?
Back then, my regular is different from now. I always got the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
What is it now?
I don't know. I feel like it varies. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have, like, the same thing.
I think
thing.
I try more now. Like, I will experience different sandwiches versus back then. Like, I was very, I do the buffalo chicken with ranch or I do the sweet onion. Like, that was it. Now I'm like, okay, I'll try something different. But.
I'm more like more of a cold sub now.
Yeah.
Back then, I got a lot of hot stuff, but I love cold subs.
I do love from Jimmy John's. They're Italian, but I like the bread toasted, and it just like gives it this nice little crunch. Because I'm a very much, I like a crunch. I think we've talked about this before. Like, I enjoy a good crunch where like Jake will eat a sub or a sandwich or whatever, and he just likes like plain ass bread. I need to have it toasted. For it to, like, taste good to me.
Nana's, she always talks about crunchy foods. I do both. I swear to goodness, like, I'm not picky at all with food. Like, I don't care.
I will eat, like, something with just regular, but I prefer that crunch. I think it's, like, a texture thing where I like to have, like, if a salad, if it doesn't have croutons, I want something that has, like, nuts or something that, like, crunches in there. And when I say nuts, I just mean, like, sunflower seeds, to be honest. I really do like sunflower seeds in my salads. But I need to have that little bit of a crunch in it, or it just doesn't hit the same. Speaking of not hitting the same, you ever think of a food all day and you think you have the ingredients in your fridge, so you're like, yes, I'm going to make this, and then you get home and you don't have it? Because that happened to me last week. And it's something that I wanted a grilled cheese. I just want a fucking basic ass grilled cheese. And I look in our fridge. We had one slice of fucking cheese. One.
Oh.
I can't even make a good one with that. Like, that's a sad one. I was so devastated, but I was like, I don't feel like going over to the store. So I just accepted my fate, but I might make grilled cheese soon.
Damn, that does sound really good right now.
Because it's just like, and then Audi's has this really yummy, like, tomato basil soup that you could just dip it in, and I feel like it'd be a nice vibe.
Damn, I want a cold cup. Oh my god, there's this sub shop down the street that we went to. Super expensive, but quality meats. I think I got like a cold cut, and that was so fucking good.
Oh, I love. And you know this, I did not like cold cuts. I think because I had so much like lunch meat as a kid, like I didn't like it. But ever since when I was pregnant and I couldn't have one, or like you shouldn't have one, and since, I've loved cold cuts, and I think it's so strange.
I fucking love cold cuts. Now, back then I was more of like a hot sandwich kind of girl.
Now I kind of want to get that. I kind of want to be like, Jake, do you want to get some? The text?
Dude, I'm down. Let's all get Subway.
He's going to say no, because like, he's really good at like, well, no, he's really good at being like, we just went grocery shopping and eat the fucking food in the house. And I'm like, YOLO, all the time.
It just is different when you go out to
or eat. When you get food ordered to you. It's just different. Mm-hmm. Like, it just tastes mm-hmm. better because you didn't have to fucking put in the work. Even though I do want to put in the work to make a Chipotle bowl at home. Like, I want to get all the ingredients and, like, make a homemade Chipotle bowl. Like, I'm determined. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that sounds bomb. It just hits, even with coffee, like, it just don't ever taste the same as if it would if
you were to get it out. So I actually can't say this. I have not gotten, I'm trying to think. Oh, no, I take it back. Jake got us Dunkin' on Saturday, so I did have a coffee from there. But, like, before that, I don't know the last, like, I've literally been getting, like, making my coffees at home, and I am really proud of myself for that, because normally I give up by now, so.
That is good. Good for you. That's hard work.
Determination. Well, I think it helps that I'm making my coffee creamer now, so I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to use this.
Oh, that's true.
I made cinnamon roll this week. It's not bad. Whoa. I think I put too much cinnamon. So it's just a, almond extract and cinnamon with, like, the cream. Mm-hmm. But I think I put too much cinnamon because, like, at the end, it had, like, I got, like, a little cinnamon caught in my throat and was like, what? Hello, what? I'm gonna die. But I really, really, really enjoyed it. Like, that was a good one. I need to order this stuff so that I can make, I forgot what flavor it was. Caramel. I need caramel extract, and there's another extract that I need. And I really want to, like, try to make some more. Just because it does help. Plus, it's fun, like, experimenting.
True. All those different flavors. Flavors that I
have. My bad. This one makes me think. I watched a video where it was, this teacher was a millennial. They was asking, like, millennial teachers to finish the lyrics. And he was like, toot that thing up, mommy, lick it, roll. And, like, all of them got it right. And I was like, wow, we're teachers now. Like, our generation is teachers.
Like, that's true.
That's a real awkward thing. Like, because we know those songs. But now kids today will probably be like, ew, what an old song. I'm like, my knees still hurt from dancing to these songs.
Should be popping off at, like, what's popular then. Like, that shit's popping off now.
I really do think it's because of TikTok. Because, like, even, I think I talked about it before. My niece had said to me one time, she was like, I heard this song I really like, and listen, it's really cool. And it was fucking Teenagers.
Oh.
I was like, let me go fucking eat myself and be so fucking for real with me right now that you're telling me about a band that I have been obsessed with since before you were even conceived. Because I don't know about other people, but little kids be real stuck in telling you that they're right, and they're real hard-headed to tell them you're wrong. Like, me and her got into a whole-ass fight one day about the lyrics to 21 Pilots' Stressed Out. And you want to know how she thought she won this argument? And she thought she ate. She hung up on me and sent me the video. And I was like, I called her back, and I was like, watch your... I was like, watch this, bitch. And I sent her of me seeing them live singing the lyrics. I was like, I'm out here fighting.
What did she think the lyrics were?
I can't even remember what they she thought they were. But it was the part where it's like, to return back time to the good old days when our mamas cried, but now we're stressed out. And I forgot what the fuck she thought it was, but she was like arguing with me. And then I realized, I was like, I am arguing with an 11-year-old. Like, having it. But she does.
Like, this argument.
But she does. And I was like, because I've seen them multiple times. And Ashley is going to see them this year, you guys. Woo!
I'm excited to go. Just for, I do like the vibe. I mean, I should listen to them more. I don't hate them.
I do really like their concerts. Like, it is a really good time. Like, every single time I've seen them. This will be the third. I think it's the third time I'm seeing them. And I've enjoyed it thoroughly each time. I called you one of the times. When I saw them in 2018, I called you on my way home and I was going to Wendy's. Don't ask me why I remember that very well.
Dude, I'm hungry as a bitch right now. I'm like, Subway sounds good. Wendy's sounds bomb.
I think
bomb.
I'm starving.
I'm withering away.
In 10 minutes, and I'm not doing well.
I'm not doing well either. That's probably why I'm answering so bomb.
How rude. Right.
He's disrespectful.
Shut the fuck up. Why is there a shampoo that is made by Dwayne The Rock Johnson? And someone said, girl, what the fuck do you know about shampoo?
He legit hasn't had hair in a hot ass minute. So you literally don't know.
And someone said, celebrities will sell anything. I'm like, for real though, you really have not had hair. Like,
yo, I was just about to say that. Like, they can literally sell anything, and just because it's their name, people will
I can't say anything because we were really in that 2016 makeup fad of like,
hear me tell it. I will literally buy anything from like Lil Ramos. So speaking of, like, I will literally, like, he posted that hoodie. I didn't even like the hoodie, but I'm like, I want that hoodie.
I've gotten better, I feel like. But I also think it's weird. I'm an impulsive shopper when it comes to, like, books. But, like, merch, clothes, anything like that, I will fight back and forth if I should get it or not. And, like, actively fight back and forth for way longer than I should. Of, like, should I get this? I don't know if I should get this. But then I'll buy dumb shit. Like, I just sent Jackie these fucking pens. And they're pens for adults. And so they're like glittery. And it says, Thunder Cunt Thursday, Motherfucking Monday, Throat Punch Tuesday, I wish a bitch would Wednesday. Yeah. Fuck, it's Friday, Suck a Dick Sunday. And I can't read what.
Suck a Dick Sunday, stop it. I want that one.
Great.
That is hilarious. I just want that one. You can have the rest of them.
But I was like, I have no reason to get these fucking pens. But it came up because stupid old Instagram must know that I needed them, and it put it on my, you should buy these.
That is so funny.
Suck a Dick Sunday. Suck a Dick Sunday is really good.
That one is my favorite one. That's hilarious.
Ooh. I feel like this was just like a little catch-up episode. Last week we took off because it just wasn't the vibe. I did not have a good week last week. It's my second week back to work.
Oh, yeah.
The baby's been in daycare. Jake was sick. Like, it was just not, like, we rescheduled, and Ashley was really nice and accommodating to me scheduling. And then I was like, I just don't want to do this. Like, I was like, I'm not in the mood. I wouldn't be nice. I was going to sound mean.
I respect that.
Like, and sometimes you got to do that. You know, take care of your mental health, because sometimes you really got to think about if you're going to be a good person or not. Because I know there are days where I wake up and I'm like, everyone better not fucking talk to me, because I'm not going to be a nice person. Period. Like, be period. So fucking for real. I really hope that that makes its way into your fucking vocabulary.
No, I say it all the time.
The first time you heard it, you were way too excited, and I didn't think, you know, this goes to what we were talking about. I forget that you aren't, like, you're not on social media, like, you're not on the same things of social media as I am, so you don't see the same things that I see, and so, like, me saying, be so fucking for real, I'm like, oh, I thought everyone heard that, but then I realized, I was like, your For You page and mine are very different. Especially that's now, true. Because mine will go from, like, Taylor Swift, cooking, baby stuff, and then it will, like, throw something random in there, like the Shade Room, and then I'll be, like, on a loophole of, like, watching what the Shade Room was talking about. Shade Room is really something else. Okay, why is my stupid Instagram showing me cakes? And it's the confetti cake, and it's showing different people who have made the confetti cake different ways. I didn't need to see that. I like confetti cake. I haven't had confetti cake in a hot minute. Like, I feel like a really long time. What did you do this weekend? Local man paralyzed after eating 413 pieces of garlic bread. That sounds like a good time.
You can die from that?
Oh my god. He's paralyzed, so.
I wonder why.
I don't know. But you know what? I'd fucking do it. I love garlic bread. Dang. Speaking of a crunch, I love a good garlic bread that has like a crispness around the edge, but then it's soft and buttery on the inside. Mm-hmm.
I do love a good garlic bread, that's for sure.
Okay, we should do that 3-2-1 and we say a word at the same time game. We should do it for food.
Oh my god. I feel like it's going to be different, like, when I'm not looking at you. I know,
that's why I'm like, we should do it. So we should do food. Food first.
Food.
Okay. Three.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Two. One. Cake.
Apple.
We went very different directions. Okay, again, we're still in food. Let's see if we get closer. Okay, so you said apple, I said cake. Okay, 3-2-1 strudel. Oh, close.
Oh my god, I don't okay. even know. Wait, no, because I don't now. I don't know.
Okay, we should start doing this and get people to like write in things that we should do, and then we will have our producer like tell us the word and see if we can get down to the same one.
Okay, well, let's keep going. I guess
TV shows, change it up.
TV shows. I know 4 TV shows.
Let's do bands.
What did we do last time?
I think it was just random.
Let's just do a random and see what happens.
3-2-1 books. What did you say? Oh, picture book. That's close.
Okay.
3-2-1 Harry Potter.
I blanked. I was going to say picture book, but I was like, no, I can't. You literally just said that.
Like, it's just silent. Harry Potter.
How did we do it last time? Like, I was like, it was so different.
So we changed it up, too.
I think that has to be what it was.
Whatever comes to mind, and then see if we can get closer. 3, 2, 1, candle.
Window.
Okay, okay. 3.
All right.
2, 1, blinds.
Hot. Oh. Not even close.
3, 2, 1, AC. So close. So close. So close. Bitch, tell me why I said yesterday that you wanted to paint your door black. And Jake's like, she can do it. And I was like, you gotta stop saying you're her landlord. Like, you were out here being...
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
You are out here being her fucking landlord, and you are not her landlord. God.
I do remember when he was here, he's like, yeah, just go ahead. Go, like, do it. It's fine.
He's out here just telling everyone, it's fine. It's fine. And I'm like, I think Dave might disagree. Like, landlord might be like, wait a second.
It's like, well, maybe. Maybe not.
With everything that you, I don't think you would care about that, because with everything else you've done for it, it would, like, it make the vibe.
It just looks cuter when the door's open, is all.
And I saw this really cute teal one, and Jake was like, we could paint our door teal, and I was like, no, because I like singing Paint It Black with our door, and so it has to stay black.
Mm.
Like, it's very important that I am still able to sing that song to the door.
Important.
I really do just be making up words sometimes and think that I'm saying something. Like, I don't know Spanish, but I be acting like I do sometimes. You do know fucking Spanish.
No, I do not.
You really do. I don't. I've heard you. You know more than you are letting on. Don't let her fool y'all.
I swear to goodness, I know like 4 words.
She's a Liza Minnelli. Oh, okay. So I found this. No, I found this out today, and it made me think of it. Yeah, it's going to be your favorite saying. Follow the bouncing ball. So
I love when you say that.
Was talking to my niece earlier this weekend, and I had said Liza Minnelli, which that's where it made me think of it. But we were on the phone with her, and we told her to use her context clues, and she's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't think they teach them that anymore, which then led my one coworker was asking, what's my weekend, and we just got on that. They don't teach geography in school anymore.
No,
like, her kids are in high school and middle school now, and like they don't know like where other states are and shit.
Stop. And like, that's bullshit.
I can tell you, like, for the United States, like you could point to a state and I could pretty much tell you where it is, and like I can tell you the different continents and shit like that. I might not be able to tell you the capitals of each fucking one, but like I could get close to it. But that's crazy to me that they're not teaching them that.
I honestly think that's kind of bullshit.
Well, they're not teaching cursive. That's also bullshit. Because even on those stupid pen pads, you're like, I guess they're just all going to write their fucking names. When they're like, sign for this, they're just going to write their names instead of cursive. And what if like the world's currency goes down and you need to, you're just, everyone's just writing out their names? No one knows fucking cursive anymore?
That's literally
it's
what
bad
it
enough
is.
You took parallel parking away. Like, that's an issue. That's going to be a big issue at some point. I can parallel park. Don't ask me to do it in a time of distress with, like, Jake in the car. But you get Jake out of the car, I can do it.
Yeah, I hella can't.
I don't like doing it, but I can do it.
Oh, no.
But yeah, they've been taking a lot for them. Like, they don't have to do a lot, and I feel offended. Because, like, cursive, context clues, geography. Like, I think that's important. I do think geography is, like, kind of important for them to know.
I feel like all of that is important. Like,
and they're just like, nah, y'all don't have to learn that anymore. Like, so I'm going to have to teach my kid how to understand a map. And I'll be like, in my day, we had a paper map.
Back in my day,
we had MapQuest.
Dude, I don't know how I did a lot of the shit that I did. Like, how did I even get places?
You called my mother.
Like, that shit is really crazy. Lost.
That's how you got places.
Yeah, I mean, once.
It is kind of crazy, though, because we really did just go, like, I saw a video for it, or not a video, a meme, and it was like, you really just called a pizza place, gave them your address, and they'd get your pizza delivered in 30 minutes. No map, nothing. And it's like, for real, though. Like, that really happened, and I still, like, I lived in part of that time, and I still do not understand how anyone got anywhere.
Dude, I don't know how the fuck
I got anywhere. Well, you always concerned me with how you got anywhere, but it's just, like, how the fuck did we just knew what to do? Also, speaking of food, because we're still speaking of food, the Crumble lineup looks real good this week, too. Crumble lineup.
Who does? I did see it. And that shit does look bomb.
Because last week's was not. Last week's was so-so. Like, it wasn't the best. But this week, it's looking good.
Oh, pick a spicy. Oh, God.
We used to get, you know what?
Straight up, though, I'm not even gonna lie. KFC's chicken sandwich is kind of banging. I'm not even gonna lie. I've never had a Bojangles. I don't think I've ever been there. Where is that?
Coast. Well, when you were on the other coast, I don't know. Let me look up what
or,
is Bojangles. Where is?
I think I'm gonna have to go with KFC. Their shit is so good, and their fry. Oh my god, I want KFC now.
There is one by you. I'm not helping you very much. Bojangles is Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Honduras, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Virginia. Where's the one in Pennsylvania? Maybe we could do a trip there. Oh, it's in Reading. That's actually not far at all. I mean, it kind of is, but, like, I've driven there. It's, like, 2 hours. Someone's gonna be like, what did you do today? We drove to Bojangles. It's like to be how we used to do for Sonic before we got a Sonic by us. It's like, we're just going to drive.
Oh my god, I remember that one time we went to Sonic. Literally, it was still in Maryland. But we just got lost for like 6 hours. And Courtney's like, we drove all the way from Maryland to come here.
Or like when we went to fucking Ocean City and this bitch kept telling everyone we drove all the way from Maryland.
Oh my god, stop, I do.
Jesus Christ. I should have known then that y'all were going to be trouble for my life. Because, like, she was so proud telling everyone this. And it's like, bitch, we're still in Maryland. Like, we are still in
Maryland.
No, I'm going to text her about that, actually, right now. And just be like, do you remember that time when we were still in Maryland, but you thought we weren't in Maryland? Good times. Well, what is your plans for this week? How is it feeling now that you're getting back into your 4 days off?
Even if I don't do anything, I just love having 4 days off in a row. It's fantastic.
Well, you did get more of your spare bedroom done, and that was one of the things you were talking about when you first moved back.
I am finally like getting more to it. I'm painting the kitchen tomorrow.
I didn't hear that from you, but I know that.
Yeah. So I taped it off. Or I did the taping. So then that way tomorrow we could just like hop into it.
Did you do it like Dave level of taping or just, you know, like.
I don't know what the fuck Dave did.
His lines were really nice. Like, I don't know what he did either, but it looked really good. Like, next time if I ever have to paint, I'm going to be like, you are taping my house for me. Thanks.
Okay, well, the kitchen doesn't look like that, but the living room I thought looked pretty good.
Okay, we have to get off of here, but because I was talking about it, it just came up that Crumble Cookie has added cakes, pies, and breakfast squares to its menu this year, but now we might be getting a cheesecake.
I would try that in a heartbeat.
I love cheesecake. Like, that's probably one of my favorite little snacky snacks is a cheesecake.
I have those cheesecake brownies from Richardson's.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Richardson sounds so fucking good too. All right, we need to get off of here before I starve to death right here, because I am starving to death.
I know, I'm starving. I'll let you know what I'm going to die.
Jake's probably just going to tell me that.
I think I'm just going to eat leftovers. All right, well, let me know what you get. Some pics.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.